Like to talk about the last words, the last actions of Jesus at the Last Supper. We remember that Jesus blessed the bread. He blessed the cup of wine. And he says, eat and drink. He says, remember me. Remember me in love. And then he gets on knees after dinner and washes the feet of his disciples, his friends. He washes their feet with great love. And then in today's gospel, we hear he teaches them a new commandment. He says, love one another as I have loved you. No greater words than when Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. So let's ask ourselves, how many times a day do we remember to say, I love you, to the important people in our lives? How many of my daily words and actions show love to those important to me? Let us consider and remember all the ways Jesus shows us how to love. He loved with acceptance and understanding. He loved with patience and peace. He loved with forgiveness and forbearance. He loved with help and healing. He loved by restoring life. He loved through his preaching and teaching. He loved with great compassion. He loved by showing us the ways of mercy. So it's good every once in a while to ask ourselves, how do we love in the spirit of Jesus Christ? We love by our deeds of sacrifice. We love when we share our gifts and talents. We love with random acts of kindness to others. We love with hugs and kisses. Isn't that the best way to love, with hugs and kisses? Just everybody go next to that. Of course it is. We love with words of affirmation. We love when we care for the less fortunate. Remember the song, What the World Needs Now Is? Love. Great song. Let us remember the focus of Mass is to thank God. To thank God for the gift of love in the person of Jesus. Because we remember the words in the Gospel of John when God says, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. When we come to Mass, when we come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, it's to receive his gift of love. And then we're energized and empowered to live and to practice and to witness love. Remember our life mission when we're connected to Jesus, when we sign ourselves with the holy water, is to live and to practice love, to embrace the life and love of Jesus and witness it to others, to be inspired by his example, his sacrifice. And it should not be lost or forgotten that Pope Leo's first words, when he said the same first words Jesus said to his friends in the upper room, peace be with you. Today we remember Jesus' last words at the Last Supper. Love one another as I have loved you. Love with peace and compassion. Remember the words of my favorite church song. They'll know we are Christians by our love. So let us pray. Let us remember our great gift of love is Jesus. Let us remember our great responsibility is to be people of great love.